has merely exposed the UK as nothing but a puppet state of the US. And now they're willing to work at the behest of the US government to silence the free press. All WikiLeaks has ever done was to expose corruption, rorting, war crimes, fraud, etc.
Can we just, if you don't mind, can we just concentrate what might happen next? What do you think, what does he think might actually happen next?
Well, you'll have to ask him what he thinks. But nobody knows what's going to happen next, because obviously the British government is not willing to adhere not only to its own legal statutes regarding the law. For example, European arrest warrant should have been knocked back because of questioning. But it doesn't appear to have any respect for international law or Declaration of Human Rights.
So if nothing changes, basically he's stuck there in the London embassy, isn't he? Until perhaps Ecuador has a change of heart or maybe a change of government, and that could end quite badly for him.
Hang on a minute. Maybe the UK needs a change of government. Ecuador has done the right thing here. Ecuador is standing by its signatory to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 17, which is, by the way, the highest level of appeal possible. And this was a wrong statement that the UK government by Hague has a binding obligation. That is absolute rubbish. The UK government is an executive arm. It overrides the UK courts. When Baltazar Garzon tried to extradite Pinochet, a South American dictator with blood on his hands, the courts allowed the extradition, but the UK government overruled it to let him free. What does the UK government stand for these days? It certainly doesn't stand for justice or truth. That's obvious to the whole world.